It's time to catch a cheater. Only on the Jubal Show.
Michael is on the phone today for To Catch a Cheater, and he's been dating Harper for 3 months, but now he thinks something might be going on. So we're going to see if we can catch her cheating or not cheating in a minute. But first, Michael, what's up, man? Tell us what's going on.
So, this is chick Harper, man. So, you know, we've been in this relationship for about 3 months now, give or take. And this, you know, it just feels like the whole relationship, she's been, you know, sneaking around my back. You know what I mean? Just this little things here and there just aren't adding up.
Okay.
And, I just really need to find out like what's going on, you know, cause you know, Harper, she's a great girl. We have, you know, great times when we hang out, but you know, she's, I don't know how to say this. She's a bit of like a free spirit, I guess, kind of girl. You know, she kind of just goes with the flow. You know, she just like lives in the moment. You know what I mean? That kind of woman.
Yeah, okay. That's probably what you like about her.
Yeah.
I mean, that's cool. Yeah, I'm definitely down with it. But it just it seems a little much. Like like I get the free spirit, like kind of going with the flow. But then again, like I don't know, like when you know, just things aren't adding up. You know, when it comes to, okay, for instance, you know, we've been spending a lot of time together and I like her, you know, but there's, you know, she's always like has an excuse to like never spend the night. It's just weird. And she never lets me, you know, she never lets me go to her house, you know, first of all. So I'm never there, you know, I've never met any of her friends, you know what I mean? And then most of our dates that we have, they're just at my place. You know what I mean? She's always coming over, but you know, she never stays, like I said, and there's like no PDA ever. You know, it kind of feels like I'm like a side piece or something.
Oh, really?
But what if she likes to just take things a little slow?
But I mean, but no PDA, like ever, like, you know, she hardly ever like kisses me and stuff. And I don't know, it's weird. And so, you know, I you know, she has a social media and stuff, right? So I kind of go in there and look around and stuff, but it's just like, it's just pictures of her and like food, you know what I mean? Like no people. So it's really weird, you know what I mean? So I don't know. I know it sounds weird, guys, I know, but.
No, it doesn't. I mean, I've been in situations like that where I'm like, she sees me, we talk, but then also it seems like it's at certain times, and then certain times they're always like, oh, I fell asleep, and then it's the next day, you know. But every single time it's like, I think you're just home with whoever you're with, you know what I mean?
Really?
Like,
this happens to you guys?
Yeah, it does.
Here's an example. So she's at work, right? And I go to her job to pick her up from work, you know, and she made me wait in the car. And I couldn't even go inside of her job, you know. Okay. And once she gets to the car, we drive off, and I was like, what was that about? Why couldn't I get out? And she was just like, well, I just really wanted to leave. I wanted to bounce, you know, as quick as possible. And I was like, I haven't met any of her friends. You know, I've met any of her coworkers. You know what I mean? So it's like, I don't know. It's just not right, you know. But I like her a lot, though. You know?
Okay.
Yeah.
You're just not sure if she's being totally 100 with you.
I mean, it is just 3 months. Yeah, maybe she's just being cautious, but it does sound a little bit like she's hiding you.
Yeah, but wouldn't you like, in 3 months, wouldn't you like, you know, kiss me in public or like hold my hand or...
Yeah.
Oh, I would, you know? Yes.
That's you would think.
That's a good, like, I think we're in our, like, what do you call, like, our honeymoon stage. Like, this is the point where we do all that stuff, you know?
Right. Definitely. Okay, well, we'll see what's going on. You already told us what grocery store she's a rewards card member at, so we'll call up, pretend to be from the grocery store, and say that she's this month's big winner of 36 long stem red roses to be delivered to anybody that she wants. We'll see if she sends them to you or to somebody else, okay?
All right, man. I appreciate it. Thanks.
Yeah, man. All right, we'll play a song, come back, and get your To Catch a Cheater next. If you're just joining us for today's To Catch a Cheater, Michael is on the phone, and he's been dating Harper for 3 months, but he's pretty sure that something is going on. So we're about to call her and pretend to be from the grocery store that she's a rewards card member at and say that every single month we choose one random rewards card member who gets free flowers delivered from our floral department. We'll see if she sends those. Well, first we'll see if she believes it, and then we'll see if she sends those to Michael or to somebody else. Hey, Michael, before we do that, though, why don't you refresh everybody's memory on your situation?
Yeah, so, you know, me and Harper, we've been dating for about 3 months now or so, and she has been kind of shady, you know, like she just doesn't, you know, she doesn't want to spend a lot of time together, And at 3 months is very early in the relationship. She doesn't want to do any PDA, like, ever. I haven't met any of her friends. I haven't met any of her coworkers. And all the dates has been at my place. So I've never even seen her place. And, I think that something's going on. I think she's hiding something. And so I just want to get to the bottom of it. I
think you might be a side piece.
And, I think I'm a side piece, yeah.
All right. Well, hopefully you're not. And hopefully this is a good explanation. But you ready for us to call her?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, this is Trouble calling from. I was looking for a rewards card member named Harper.
Hi, yes, speaking.
Hi, Harper. Please don't hang up. This is not a marketing phone call. I'm actually calling to tell you congratulations. You're this month's big winner.
What have I won?
Every single month, we choose one rewards card member at random who gets free flowers delivered from our floral department. Just our little way of saying thank you very much for shopping with us and being such a loyal customer. So you've just won 36 long stem red roses, a box of chocolates, and a card to be delivered anywhere in the United States absolutely free. It's a $342 value, actually.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah. So here's how it works. If you know the person that you would like to send them to right now, you have all the information. I can do it just in a matter of minutes over the phone. You get confirmations on everything. It's absolutely free.
I definitely have someone in mind that I'd like to send that
okay,
to.
Okay, great. Do you have just a couple minutes to do that now?
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah, of course.
To start, I will just need to get the first and the last name of the person you would like to send the flowers to.
So it's going to be to Michael.
Would you like to put anything on a card?
Yeah, just say to Michael, I can't get enough of you, Harper.
Wonderful. So, can't get enough of you? Okay, cool. Well, then I guess I'll just tell you the truth.
Okay.
So my name is actually Jubal, and this is a radio show. It's called The Jubal Show.
Yeah, I'm Nina here on the show, too.
Hi, and I'm Victoria.
Yeah.
Also on the show.
Michael's actually on the phone, too.
Oh. Hi.
Hey, Harper. How's it going?
Hey, this is pretty elaborate and weird.
Yeah. Okay. Michael, do you want to explain what it is or do you want me to?
Yeah, I'll do it. Okay. So, Harper, I have a small confession to make. I bought you on the show because, I thought that you might have been like sleeping around or cheating on me. And, I know this is weird. Just hold on. So as of lately, you can tell that I've been trying to like hang out more and do things a lot more with you, but I don't know. You've been giving me some pushback, right? And so like this behavior's been really sketchy. So I'm just trying to figure out like, is there like another person or like what's kind of going on? Because like you're not giving me anything, so I'm just here to try to clear the air.
Okay. Well, this is all out there. I guess. I should probably let you know that I am in a relationship, but we're not cheating on each other. We're open. And there's some guidelines around that, but the rule is, we can do whatever we want, but we always come home at night and no one else is allowed in our place.
Oh,
wow. Okay.
And, I think Michael's great. I really enjoy his company. He's a fantastic guy. But I'm very free-spirited and open, and I'm having fun, and I'd like to keep seeing where it goes.
Okay.
Were you going to tell Michael this?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, when was the time you were going to tell me?
It was something I feel that would come up a little more if things were to keep going about the half year mark.
Half year?
Oh.
Half year. Okay. So about this other guy, like, are you guys like married or something? Or like, are you trying to leave this guy or like, why would you want to be with me? Like what's going on?
Well, yeah, we're married, but he's a musician, so he's traveling a lot and we've always had an understanding that, we could do what we wanted. Just don't bring it home and don't bring it in our bed. And I think you're great. I really have fun hanging out with you. But that's the situation. And I know that it's not necessarily easy information to digest.
How do you feel about that?
Man, I've never, ever been caught up in a situation. I mean, you hear about this stuff on movies, right? Like, this never happens to you. This is nuts. I mean, Harper, you're great. I mean, these past 3 months have been tremendous. Like, the only disconnect here is that, like, I want to spend more time with you. You know what I mean? Like, and it just seems like you're not giving me that. I mean, but now that I know the reason why, you know, it makes me understand you now, you know, a little bit more. And I know you're, you know, free spirit girl, you know. I mean, I guess what I'm trying to say is that, you know, I'm not really a side piece kind of guy, really, but it does make me feel better that you let me know. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, I never viewed you as a side piece, but, you know, now that it's out there and, you know, you have to weigh in on it, I respect your decision, but, you know, just to let you know, I really think you're fantastic. And if you're open to it, I would like to keep seeing where this leads.
Where can it lead, though?
Yeah. Would you be open to leaving this guy, or?
That's a really hard question to answer, but, you know, if the right person came along, who knows what would open up.
Okay.
Huh.
So, yeah, basically, you know, I'd like to keep seeing where it goes. And I don't know if you've ever heard of the concept of a thruple at all, but maybe that's something you might consider down the line. And, you know, I live with my husband and my lover. But yeah, that's something for you to consider. But, you know, you might have heard about that in the movies, but yeah.
I mean, people are doing that. Michael, would you want to be an in-house lover?
Man, I got to think about it, but okay. I mean, as of right now, I do want to keep hanging out.
Okay.
Oh,
well, hey, cool.
That's fun. I'm glad communication is happening now.
Enjoy yourself.
Good luck.
Oh, and the flower thing? Do you still get the flowers? Do I get the flowers?
Yeah, there are no flowers. I'm sorry. But it sounds like you guys are going to have fun anyway.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a hell of a story.
Yeah.
The Jubal Show's To Catch a Cheater.